We had a visit a few weeks ago from the Eggman. No, not a poultryman or the character from the Beatles song, I'm the Walrus, but Eric Jonas, who's invented something that he calls the Egg Game. It's Inventor's Day today, which is celebrated in conjunction with Thomas Edison's birthday. But there aren't any batteries or wires dangling out of the egg game. What it does involve is getting a polished stone egg spinning on its end on an 1/8-inch round sheet of Masonite hardboard. Eric's breakthrough came about a dozen years ago.
Well, it was 1989, and actually had an egg with some friends of mine, and we were spinning the egg on the round table and kind of bumping the table back and forth, and we realized that we could keep the egg spinning. It was kind of like finding fire for the first time. It was very interesting. So, and years later, after working in the snowboarding industry, and doing a bunch of different things, thinking, well, gosh, I should have a product of my own, rediscovered the egg game, and I've been marketing it for the past 5 years.
The game has been embraced by educators who are looking for inventive ways to create a spirit of communication and cooperation in their classrooms, involving kids with each other non-competitively.
But again, the goal is simply to keep the egg spinning. Once you master one egg, you can keep several eggs spinning. You should be able to keep as many eggs spinning as you have players. And that's a challenge. People say, well, what's the point of the egg game? And I think the goal is just to come up with all different activities. You can pass the eggs from board to board, throw and catch the eggs, all sorts of different tricks, dropping the eggs on your foot and tapping them back up onto the board. Sort of in that hacky sack culture is the egg game. You spin the egg on the pointy end, although there are exceptions to that. Generally, spinning an egg is done using your thumb and middle finger, pushing down into the board and snapping your fingers. Although you can get an egg spinning without even touching it, which is a challenging activity worth exploring as well. It can take up to an hour for two people to figure out how to actually get an egg spinning without even touching it. Very rewarding once you do it. Children with their parents can play the egg game together. It's a great family activity. Again, no winners or losers, no batteries, no bells and whistles. Getting your energy to keep the egg spinning. That's the goal. The planet is a spinning egg-shaped object, as you know, so getting groups of people working together to keep an egg spinning is a powerful metaphor.